Ivan Pavlov was a good man. He wasn't a communist. They just used his techniques to brainwash one third of the world. They understood the cerebral cortex and how conditioning affects behavior of animals, especially dogs. And one day, there was a flood in Leningrad, and all the dogs were being conditioned, and the water was rising, and all the dogs were caged. And he learned two things, and I'll show you what the first thing. And the dogs realized they were drowning, and they got panicked. But they were able to rescue the dogs, but all the brainwashing, all the conditioning had been wiped out from the extreme emotions. They practically couldn't remember who they were. They didn't even know they were a dog. You see? But previously they had been conditioned. Well, they started off by salivating at the sound of a bell. They could give them food. Then they rang a bell while they were giving the dogs were food. And the dogs' mouths would water. You know, hungry. When you think of food, you get hungry. You salivate. Now, if I'm salivating, either because I'm old, or I'm going to eat you. You see? But then after a while, they rang the bell, but they didn't give the dog any food. And the dog salivated, couldn't help himself. So they learned there was a connection between making a noise in association with a condition, making this noise, and the circumstances, or in your case, a trauma. You get upset about something, and you get conditioned. Or you get upset about something, and you lose your conditioning, get another conditioning. So I can convert a communist into a Nazi, and a Nazi into a Christian. Give me 5 minutes alone with him. I know how to do it better than Pavlov. And I'm not going to force that on you, but you see me do it. If you ever want to see me do it, go watch The Last Hour on Hypnosis of Life on the website. The Last Hour, how I use it to undo conditioning for the rest of your life. Jesus could undo conditioning, centuries of it, in a twinkling of an eye. Centuries of conditioning can be overcome because of one thing. You have what dogs don't have. I can show you, if you're willing, how to undo every conditioning like that. Every conditioning means some of them take a while because you have to uncover them. Because the way you deal with conditioning, sin, is to cover it up and to make excuses for it. So your excuses eventually, you keep reacting, make an excuse, you react to make an excuse, you react to make an excuse, and pretty soon you don't even know you're making excuses. You're driving your common sense away. You're driving the Holy Spirit away. That could save you. You have an internal process called a consciousness. The dog doesn't. So I can condition a dog and recondition it. You know, it takes a little while. Human beings are easy to condition because they're so much more sensitive. Why are you sensitive? Because you sin. You're born into sin, which means you're born into the sensitivity to your culture. You can't help yourself. Even though you're destined for salvation, you're going mad because there's a conflict between what you are becoming and what you're being made to become.